Today being the 20th day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 10th of May, 2021 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from the second ayah of Surah Sabah. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lukene, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya'lamu ma yaliju fil ardi wa ma yakhruju minha wa ma yanzilu minas samaa'i وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو العزيز وهو الغفور الرحيم. Allah Ta'ala is telling us, after He has told us that the praise is for Allah, the firmament, it belongs to Him, the earth, it belongs to Him. If it belongs to Him, He is not like other owners, that you own something, sometimes you have forgotten what is there, or you are looking for something that is for you, you don't know where it is, and yet you say you own it. The whole government is for Allah. The whole of the earth is for Allah. That's why Allah is saying now, Ya Adam, He, Allah, He knows, Ma yaliju fil ardi, whatever goes into the earth, penetrates into it, Allah knows of it. Wa ma yakhruju minha, whatever comes out of the earth, Allah knows of it. وَمَا يَنْزِلْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ whatever comes from the firmament, Allah knows of it. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا whatever goes to the firmament, Allah knows of it. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah Ta'ala at all times is the one who is excessively merciful to those that are obedient to Him in the here and the hereafter. Al-Ghafur, the one that is most forgiven at all times. Here, Allah told us at the beginning, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Anytime you are having a land, for example, this land, if you go, you want to look for the certificate of occupancy, you see it will be written there, that it is given to you for 50 years or for 100 years. Every year the government will ask you, where is your lease? But all this land, it belongs to, in actual fact, to Allah. It was given to you just for a short time. Soon, you'll not be there. This Nigeria, there was a time that nobody was here. A time will come, nobody also will be here. So let us know that whatever you see, Allah knows of it. What is it that goes into the earth? Ma yaliju fil ardi. People die, they are buried in the earth. All Allah knows about them. Farmers, they want to plant, they bury what they want to plant in the earth. Allah knows about it. Evil people, they are evil too. They go and bury it in the earth to harm people. Allah knows about it. Then, if Omaya Kharuj Minha, what are those that are coming out? there are a lot of things that are coming out of the earth. Coming out of the earth are things that are harvested, Allah will bring it out. Those things again, even that are planted there, when rain comes out, rain removes some of it, Allah knows about it. There are also wealth that is hidden in the earth. Is it gas? Is it petrol? Is it diamond? When you go, you mine it and you bring it out, Allah knows. All this Allah said there is none he doesn't know about. Again, وَمَا يَزُلْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. What is it that is coming from the firmament? The rain, it comes from the firmament. Allah knows about it. The angels, they come from the firmament down. Allah knows about it. Everything that is coming down, Allah knows. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. What is it that is going up to the firmament? All the smoke, they are going up. All the angels that come down, they are going back up. When you are making zikr, immediately by itself, it goes up. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. Any good work, any good word that you say, like La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, it's good word. Yes, Adu, it goes now to Allah. Any word that is not good word, it cannot lift itself to Allah. Then, if you do good work, the good work you do will not lift itself to Allah. Angels will lift it to Allah. That's the difference between saying good word and doing good work. Your good word that you said, it goes by itself. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-azim. Now it has gone to Allah, it has planted itself into a dead tree, it's there now. Then you do good work, angels are the ones who will take it and take it off. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah is so merciful for those that are doing good work, that are believing in Him, and He is always forgiving. May Allah forgive all of us.
وقال الذين كفروا لا تاتين الساعة قل بلى وربي لتاتينكم عالم الغيب لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين.
وقال الذين كفروا لا تأتينا الساعة قل بلى وربي لتأتينكم عالم الغيب لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. وقال الذين كفروا, the people that disbelieve, الذين كفروا that are infidels, they don't believe in Allah, they don't believe in the message of Allah, they don't believe in the Quran, what are they saying? لا تأتينا الساعة. All the time we have been told there is a day of judgment, there is a day of recompensing. That day does not exist. Since we came, everybody has been saying that day will come. We have not seen it come. Cool. Oh, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say this. Bale, it is true. Warabbi, by my Lord, latati annakum, is going to come to you. Alimul gaybu, la ya'azubu anhu miskalu zarratin. The one that knows what is hidden from the realms of everybody now, Allah kaina. La yazubu anhu miskalu zarratin. Nothing escapes him, no matter how small it is. Is it the smallest atom, or even the division in atom, whatever it is, nothing escapes Allah. La yazubu anhu miskalu zarratin fi samawati wala fil ard. Is it in the firmament or in the earth? Anything, no matter how small, like he said just now, from the earth it goes up, Allah knows. It goes inside the earth, Allah knows. It comes down, Allah knows. It goes back up, Allah knows. Wala akbar min zalika. Whether it is bigger than that, wala asgaru, or it is smaller than an atom, illa fi kitabin mubin. Not only does Allah know it, it is already written before it even happened. In the book that is very clear, kitabin mubin, is already written. Here, always, the unbelievers, they don't believe that there will be a day of judgment. Day of judgment, believing in it, and Allah has hidden it. Why Alimul Ghaib? Alimul Ghaib, this is Allah. He's the one that knows what is hidden. Out of His mercy, Huwa Ar-Rahimul Ghafur. You said this particular Alhamdu is the fourth one, that most of the time it will be dealing with Rahim. Rahim. You have said Allahu, Rabbu, Ar-Rahman, then Ar-Rahim, before Al-Malik, Tabaraka Allahu bi yadihi mulkuhu wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Here, because of the excessive mercy Allah has, He does not reveal a lot of secrets to you. If you are to be told now that you are going to die next week, are you going to enjoy your life to death next week? No. Even if you are told you are going to die in 5 years' time, from now you will not enjoy your life again. That's why a lot of things Allah has kept you secret. Even those things that you do, you know. Look at those that are working in government. When they know they are close to retirement, what do? A lot of them see, is there any possibility for them to shake their bad days so that they can still stay more? Or do they have opportunity to steal? But if they were not told they were going to retire, and it just comes, then it will come to them naturally. That's why Allah does not tell anybody when the day of judgment will be. But anytime you come to the university, as students, if you are intelligent, you should know that there will be an exam. Without the exam, nobody will be able to graduate. So anybody that comes to this world should know that there will be an exam, because at graduation, some are going to pass, may we be among them, and some are going to fail, may we not be among them. So they will, certainly is going to come. Nothing escapes him. Even your thought does not escape him, let alone your work.
لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ
ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. الله تبارك وتعالى is saying, it is like that. Even you know it. When you go to school, there has to be an exam. Why is the exam there? To reward those that have done good. Again, Allah brought you to this world just for exam. This whole world is an examination hall. The whole of this world is nothing but an examination hall. Like this life that was given to you, this world, is for you just to take an exam. Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulku wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Huwa alladhi khalaqa al-mauta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. You are just here to be tested. Who among you is best in work? So from the beginning of your life to the end of your life, you will have lectures, an exam. A lectures, continuous assessment. Another lecture, continuous assessment. Every year you will have two major exams. Awa la yarawna annam yuktanuna fi kulli amin marratan aw marratayni summa la yatubuna wa lahum yadhakkarun. Don't they see that every year we test them either once or twice? That's first semester or second semester exam. You are here just for the purpose of an examination to see, do you will succeed or not? These people, they are saying that why are we having this day of judgment? لِيَجِزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So that those that came to the world, they believed in Allah, they believed in what brought them here, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they did good work, so that we can pay them. أُولَٰئِكَ, this is what payment are we going to give them? لَهُمْ مَكْفِرَةٌ, we are going to forgive anywhere that they were not, they falter, they are not able to succeed. Because they are of their belief, and they are continuously striving to work hard. Where they couldn't do well, we'll forgive it. Even where they didn't do the work well, we'll look at their intention and take the work. Warizkun kareem, and don't ask of the wealth. Don't ask of the assessment which we are going to give them on the day of judgment. Kareemun, honorable judgment, honorable wealth. That we are not going to, there is no tiredness in taking it, and nobody is going to look at you and say, I give you, you are just going to have it. That's why on the day of judgment, like we said, nothing will remain but Alhamdulillahi and An-Nikah. The only thing that will remain on the day of judgment is Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Then marriage, marriage, marriage. Of all ibadah that we are doing in this world, these are the two things that will remain. Allah is telling us now that on the day of judgment, is going to give us Makbiratan for Rizqun Kareem. That's why we said yesterday, immediately we go to hereafter, the first thing that will happen is you find that you are together with the kuffar, the munafiq. You see yourself together again. Then the first thing Allah will separate everybody. Immediately you see that the munafiq has been taken away. You are only looking at people that are moving. You'll be so happy. Alhamdulillah, the jinn are now coming capable. Allah, we are grateful to you for separating this room finally from us. Then you are going. Immediately you see the sirat, you have to cross it. To cross it, everybody knows it's very difficult. If you are lucky, immediately you cross it either with your ram that you have been sacrificing or all the work that you have been doing. Alhamdulillah, lady, as haba anna al-hazan inna rabbana laka fuhurisha. Cut. We thank Allah that has taken finally all the fears we have in our heart. We have crossed the Rubicon, that's all. Then you come to the door of the paradise. You are seeing the door of the paradise. You know you are going to enter it. Alhamdulillah, hadana lihaza. Wama kunna nahtadiya la ra'am hadina Allah. If not that Allah guided us to this door today, there's no way we have been guided to it. Look at this beautiful place. Then when you enter paradise, you see what your eyes have never seen, what your ears have never heard, what touching your body can, you have never felt it. Alhamdulillah, sadaqana wa'ada wa warasna al-arna taba wa minal jani hayat nasha'a falim ajil al-amin. Allah indeed. You promised us and it is true. We are seeing what we have never felt in this in our body before. Then immediately you enter your own particular paradise that belongs to you alone. Alhamdulillah, الذي أخلنا دار المقامات من فضله لا مسنا فيها نصب ولا مسنا فيها لبوب. Allah, we are thankful. Finally, we have entered paradise. Then immediately they bring you food, they give you things, you are taking. وأشهد أنه Alhamdulillah, رب العالمين. At these six places, it's Alhamdulillah, 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 we say. Because the sustenance that Allah is going to be rizqun kareemun, sustenance that is noble, generous. Is it water? You see water flowing. Gair asin, wa labanan lam yatagat ta'amuhu, wa hamrin ladzun lishaaribin, wa asalin musaffa. Water without any debt, pure. Look at milk without any odor, pure milk. Then look at alcohol, beer, whatever it is. You are now seeing it. It does not make it to get intoxicated. You enjoy it. You enjoy it. No intoxication. Look at honey, musaffan, very clear. This is your drink. What you want to eat, it is brought. Anything that is in your mind is what comes to you. This paradise. Rizqun kareem.
والذين سعوا في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك لهم عذاب من رجز أليم.
والذين سعوا في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك لهم عذاب من رجز أليم. We have said those that when they came, they worked hard, they believed in the mission that brought them to the world, and they were doing their best, they have been given their own reward. What of those that did otherwise? والذين سعوا في آياتنا. There are those that when they came to the world, they also worked. But what work were they doing? سعوا في آياتنا. They were working against our signs, against our ayahs, against our Quran, against our miracles, against our prophets, against our righteous servants of Allah. They are working against them. Mu'ajirina, trying to show that they are not capable, to frustrate everything. If it's prophet, they will bring argument to frustrate his goal. If it's a righteous servant of Allah, they will bring argument to frustrate what he's doing. If it's miracle, they frustrate him. Anything they do, they want to frustrate them. Mu'ajirina. Ulaika. Lahum azabun, these ones, and their judgment, what are they going to have? Azabun, punishment, may reaches in from evil punishment. I mean, that is so painful. What Allah has told his faithful servant, where is Al-Nudiyya, is Al-Nudiyya, Mr. Latin, Yam Jibati, first out ila zikrillahi. Allah said, walk, strive to the remembrance of Allah. But these people know sa'awfi ayatina. They work against the signs of Allah. Signs of Allah here, the Quran, the miracles, the prophet, the righteous servants of Allah, the indigent servants of Allah. Anything that is said is for Allah, that's what they fight. Anything that is said is for Allah, that's what they fight. Even then, they claim they themselves are for Allah. Immediately they hear somebody is for Allah, they fight it. If not, all those that have been killed today, most of them are Muslims. Who are killing them? Those that be said they are also Muslims. They go into the mosque that is for Allah, and they kill servants of Allah inside the mosque of Allah. They go into the mosque that is for Allah, and they ask servants that are for Allah to stop mentioning the names of Allah. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ بِهَا اسْمُهُ. Allah said, who is more unjust than this one that goes to the mosque of Allah to prevent people from calling the name of Allah? This is ayat of the Quran. So always they are striving hard against the people of Allah. Striving hard against the Quran. If you say this is a verse of the Quran, they will explain it away. Striving hard to frustrate the ordinary meaning that everybody knows. All this Allah is telling us. وَلَيْنَا سَعَوْا فِي آيَنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ هُلَيْكَ لَهُمْ عَزَابٌ. Punishment awaits them. What kind of punishment? Me, rejoicing. Rejoicing anything evil. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّسِّرُ قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَالرِّجْزَ فَهَجُرْ. Anything evil, Allah said, distance yourself. But that day, it is that evil that will be used in paying them. Because all the time, it is evil that they were intending. Hazan reason Ali. And this punishment is very painful. All of us, let us be very careful. When, like we said the other day, anytime you are talking and somebody mentions Allah or the Prophet, keep quiet. Stop argument. That's why when you go to a place like Sudan, if there is an argument, somebody will just come and say, Salu ala Nabi. Everyone will just keep quiet. That's the end of it. The argument has finished. Don't hear the name of Allah and hear the name of the Prophet and say, but what? The name of Allah, when it appears, what remains? Nothing. You hear the name of Allah and you say, but what? But you are going to hell. That is the but. Let us be very careful. Allah's name is not like any other person's name. The Prophet's name is not like any other person's name. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the son of Sayyidina Umar. And everybody knows his status. He is one of the Sahaba that everybody agreed that nobody tried to follow the Prophet in his Sunnah more than him. You will see Abdullah ibn Umar, he will be on a horse or on a camel. He will stop the camel and turn around, come down and climb, then go. You make the camel to turn around, then you come down and you climb. What did you do that? Say, one day I was with the Prophet, I saw him did that, that's why I'm doing that. Finish. He's not asking for the meaning. This Abdullah ibn Umar, he is one day that had a dream that he was seeing fire. He was trying to enter and something was holding him back. He came to tell Prophet Prophet said, yes, you are a nice man, you are a good person, except you don't stand up for night prayers. From there he said, I never missed my night prayers until the time he was talking about it, saying it. This Abdullah ibn Umar, anytime he has a lot of wealth and a lot of slaves, he will come, he will meet his slave praying. When he's coming, he sees this one praying. How about this is a slave. Always I come, I see him praying, he said, come. Today you are free. You write a letter for me. You are free. Go. I emancipate you. Another time you see another slave, that one come. He's always in the mosque. How can you be a slave and always I'm seeing you in the mosque? Come. I write for you. You are free. You go. One day somebody came, sir. They are doing this so that you can be free then. He said, whoever uses Allah to cheat us, we agree to be cheated in the name of Allah. This Abdullah ibn Umar. Let us be very careful. If you hear somebody call the name of Allah, just go low. If you don't go low, wallahi, the end will not be good for you. Wallahi. Allah, la tubki wa la tazar. The name of Allah does not leave anything behind. It consumes anything that comes in its way. So may Allah forgive all of us. Wala izna sa'aw bi ayatina mu'ajizina ulaika lahum adhabun min rijzin adim.
Bayyaghal ladhina utul العلم الذي أنزل إليك من ربك هو الحق ويهدي إلى صراط العزيز الحميد.
ويرى الذين أوتوا العلم الذي أنزل إليك من ربك هو الحق ويهدي إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. In all this, from the beginning of this surah to this point, all of it is Makkan verses. This particular verse we have recited now alone in this surah, like ulamas have said, is a Medina surah, a Medina verse. وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ. الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ, those that Allah has blessed with innate knowledge in themselves, they go back to themselves and say, no, this is good, no, this is not good. They are thinking in themselves and they have knowledge, or they have come out and tried to acquire some knowledge. Wayara, they are seeing. Allazi unzila ilayka, that what we have sent down to you, who al haq, this is the truth. Wayara allazina unzila ilayka min rabbika, wayara allazina utul ilma, allazi unzila ilayka min rabbika huwa al haq wa yahdi. And for sure this truth is guiding ila siratil aziz al hamid, is guiding onto the path of the Almighty One, the one that is praiseworthy. Here, Allah Ta'ala is telling us, people that are always standing to fight against the truth, they don't have knowledge. They may have read a lot of pages, but they have no knowledge. Because there is knowledge of a lot of levels. Anybody you see that opens a book and is reading, it's because he has no knowledge, that's why he's reading the book. He is trying to understand the person who is not more knowledgeable than him, that wrote what he wrote in that book for him to read. So that reading is called secondary reading. There is primary reading, reading from the one that writes, and there is no fault in it. There is no fault in what he has written. That's reading the Quran, reading the creations of Allah. The Prophet, the first verse that was sent to him, is Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord that created. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Created man from congealed blood. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Read, for your Lord is the most generous. Here, a lot of people tell you the Prophet never read. But when we look at this statement, Iqra is a commanding statement. It is commanding the Prophet to read. Will Allah command the Prophet and he will not take it? No. So the Prophet read. Then it remains for us to ask, what did he read? He does not know how to read what is written down by men. Because these men, what they write down is for those that are lower than them to learn from them. Everybody below him is lower than him. So what is he going to learn from them? There, which means he is reading from who? From Allah. What is the writing of Allah? The heavens are the writing of Allah. The moon is the writing of Allah. The sun is the writing of Allah. The trees are the writing of Allah. You are the writing of Allah. All these things are the writing of Allah. That's why Shaykh Ahmad Yang described as Tarjuman al-Lisan al-Kidam. He is the translation of all the things that Allah has written from the time before the world ever existed. So whenever the Prophet sees the sky, he's looking at the sky, he talks to it, it replies him, and he goes on. Ashara ila muslim fasara musarmadan. Sheikh Ibrahim said, all the Prophet had to do is just to look at the sky. The sky understood that he wants him to bring rain, and he brought rain immediately. When a person goes to him and say, they say, you are the Prophet, how? Go and call me that tree. Ja'atul ashjar sajidatan tamshi ilayhi ala sakin bila qadamin. The tree will uproot itself, come, drawing its roots. It will come to the Prophet, bend down, greet the prophet and stand up. Ask him to go back and go to his place. Or he wants to go and leave himself in the desert. There's only one tree. He will ask the two trees to come together. And behind it, Prophet Muhammad, so that nobody can see him. Or is it a camel that is being maltreated by somebody? He is passing. He will ask, why are you putting maltreating this camel? Say, no, it's our camel. Say, wait, we'll ask the camel the problem. Camel said, I have served them for so many years. And today that I'm old, they want to just go and sell me so that I can be slaughtered. They are not grateful for my services to them all these years. Prophet will ask, leave. Or he's going in the bush. Then he will hear the cry of an antelope. And he will say, wait, I'm hearing the cry of an antelope. The antelope will come to the prophet, bend down. And the word of Allah says, this antelope has cubs, little children. Somebody has taken them. Please, all of you, go around the bush now and see if you can get the one person that took them. They will get them and they will get a hunter that has come to pack this little piece of this antelope and bring them. This is, please. The antelope will tell them, all I just want is to support them once, then he can go with them. Rasulullah will tell the hunter, do you agree to give this antelope? And I will ask Allah to do something better for him. He said, yes, I agree to give them. The antelope will go. Several times, the Prophet, that's how it was. So he read. What did he read? He read directly from Allah. Some of us, we are reading from a human being like us who has sat down to acquire knowledge. But if you fear Allah and you dedicate yourself to Allah, Allah himself will be the one to teach you. Wattaqullaha wa yu'allimukumullahu wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim. Allah knows everything. Fear Allah. Dedicate yourself to Allah. Allah himself will teach you. That's why Allah is telling us here, وَعَلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ. Those that Allah himself gave knowledge, they know, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ. What has been sent to you from Allah is the truth, because it conforms to what is in their natural disposition. Immediately they see, they know it conforms. وَيَهَدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. And it will guide to the path of the one that is almighty, praiseworthy. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, the praise is only one. Lillah is for Allah. Every other praise is not a praise. Only the praise of Allah is the praise. Because it's either a human being, we are praising another human being for his beauty or for his generosity or for his intelligence. All this is Allah. Or no, we are praising Allah for giving you something that you are happy with. Is still for Allah. Allah is the one that gave you and make it possible for you to praise him. Or no, it's Allah that is praising you for doing something good. Or no, it's Allah that is praising himself. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said, for it is to Allah that belongs the praises. These are the four kinds of praises. So may Allah accept all our work. This brings us to the end of the tafsir this year. When we started this tafsir, all of you will remember, we started with Surah Ar-Rum, and Allah was very clear there. He was telling us, Alif Lam Mim Gulibatir Rum Fi Adnal Ard Wa Hum Balighuhum Sayaghlibun Boom. This is it. Is Allah is advising us, no matter the problem we have as individuals, as families, as a home, as a community, as a country, even as a world, we can overcome it. How do we overcome it? By staying with Allah. If we are people of Allah, if at that time the Christians, because they were people of Allah, Allah promised that Allah will assist them to overcome, then it is better for us. We are the ones to know that we shall overcome. And in this road to Rome, Allah told us also that the most important thing for us to be doing is all the time tasbih and zikr. For subhanallah, hina tumsuna, hina tisbihun, wala alhamdulillah, adwa ashen, wa hina tisbihun. All the time, salah, in congregation. And Allah reminded us that there are things that are his signs. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Out of his signs, he created for you your own partners, your own wives, so that you can have rest in them. So women should know that men are supposed to have rest in them. And men should know that they are supposed to take care of their wives and they are supposed to love their wives. All this we learned in that surah. And Allah told us that the promise of Allah must come to pass, nothing can stop it. From there we went to Surah Luqman, where Allah was telling us that there is a man that he has blessed with wisdom. And the wisdom he blessed him with is Anishkurillah. And all the time be thanking Allah. Don't be looking at things that you don't get, be looking at what Allah has given you. From there, Allah showed us out of the wisdom of Luqman is that he took responsibility of his family. He did not leave his son to his wife in the house and say, no, the women can take care of him. He took responsibility and he was one advising his son. Where's God Luqman ibn Hiwahizu? Ya abunay, la tushrik billah, inna shirka la zulman azim. You to take responsibility of your homes. Nobody should leave his home to women. You find a lot of our men, they are just busy sitting down, making discussion, useless discussion. This is a hira. What's the meaning of hira? They will not eat good food in the house. They will go outside and be eating something else, eggs, bread, and all this with tea makers. This is wrong. And then in the night, they allow the wives to go out. At the time of the Prophet, there was no toilet in houses. So it is in the night, people have to go out so that they are not seen. But now, why do you allow women to go out at night? Then you leave your house empty. Then your children too, they are now allowed to stay empty and do whatever they like to do. This is Islam, but we are Muslims that we are having this Quran. We are supposed to be the best people that ever existed. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nasi. You are the best of a nation that Allah has brought for mankind, meaning to benefit mankind. Are we benefiting mankind? Yes, when we say our salahs, we come back from Allah saying, As-salamu alaykum, bring peace to the world, but let us benefit mankind. Here, we hear Nabi Luqman taking responsibility of his son, then of his family, and warning his son that anything you do, Allah knows about it. That don't go about on land in haughty manner, in all those things. At the end, Allah also told us to try to stick to this wisdom of Nabi Luqman. And that natural disposition that Allah has said, we should try to follow it at all times. Let's not try to walk against nature. Then, from there we came to Surah Sajda. In Surah Sajda, Allah himself told us, he created all these firmaments. And he told us, anything he creates, leave it like that. Allazi asana kulla shayin khalakahu. Everything he created, he created it to be excellent in the way it is. Don't say, I want to make it to multiply better, I want to make it this, I want to make it that. No, you want to now come, you want to marry this, to marry that. What is that? Now you are having GMOs, genetically modified organs. People are going inside it. I think what Allah did is not excellent. Allazi asana kulla shayin khalakahu. And Allah promised us here that if we follow what Allah asked us to do, we are going to get paradise. In Surah Sajda, he talked about the paradise, and he even said that our Prophet will meet with a Prophet Moses. Even you too, if you dedicate yourself to Allah, Allah can make you to meet with the prophets. I have had a sheikh who has met with prophets, Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa. He met with them, and the conversation they had, he said it. Some of those that are with me here, they knew the sheikh. He's no more alive now. If you dedicate yourself to Allah, Allah can give you all this. What is he doing with it? From there we came to Surah Al-Ahzab. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah showed us how a nation is created, how a community should maintain a balance, starting from the women, starting from what we say, why we should give dignity to our leaders. Particularly whenever the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned, we should try to make salat on him. The only time we should see ourselves in darkness, and by trying to make salat on the Prophet, Allah will take us from darkness to light. Again, he told us here to stand firm. No matter how much we are suffering, we should not yield to the hypocrite. And the plot of the Jews, he showed us, they will never love us. They will never like us. No matter how much we do to satisfy them. Till today, we see still our Muslim brothers trying their best to satisfy the Jew. You think the Quran does not know what it's saying? Then at the end of the Surah Al-Ahzab, he told us that there is a big trust he has given us. Inna aradna أردنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال بين أيامنا وأشفقنا منها وحرمها الإنسان إنه كان ظلما جهولا. That we should try, since we have been blessed to have answered that we are taking this trust, we should take this trust. We should try our best, even if we are not capable. That incapacity is a blessing. But to say that we will not even try, that incapacity is punishment. That's why we said here, Zaluman, injustice. There are two types of injustice. There is an injustice that goes to hell, there is injustice that goes to heaven. Jahulan, ignorance. There are two types of ignorance. There's ignorance that goes to hell, there's ignorance that goes to heaven. There are some people that are unjust, They take what is not for them, they give to somebody else. What is for this, they give to this. What is for this, they give to this. Just injustice. Whereas there are those that they try their best to do what Allah has them to do until they are unjust to themselves, not unjust to others. It's to themselves they are unjust. Because again, they can't even sleep. Because they are leaders, they do their work so well. Even time for them to sleep, they don't have it. Then there are those that don't have knowledge. They don't learn how to pray, they don't learn the Quran, and they are busy spending their time talking rubbish. These people, they are closer to going to hell than closer to going to paradise. Whereas there are those that study, they study to the extent that they give themselves up, they forget about themselves. Even what is their right, they forget about it because of their study. And yet they still find out they are not able to know who is God. Don't think about who Allah is, think about Allah himself. These are the people that when they go on making na'ina, reading Quran, making salati, a time will come, Allah said, this person, وَلَا نَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَكَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَابِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبُّ. I love him because he has dedicated himself to me. فَإِذَا عَبَدْتُهُ كُنْتْ سَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصْرُهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ وَسَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ وَيَدُهُ الَّذِي يَبْطِشُ بِهِ. His hearing will now be the hearing of Allah. His sight will now be that of Allah. His hand will now be that of Allah. If he was to ask, raise his hand to ask Allah, Allah will give him. This is why people look for such people and go to them, ask Allah to give me this. All this we have read in Surah Al-Ahzab. And we are now here now, Allah is telling us that all praise is for Allah. The praise is for Allah. And that we need to seek for knowledge. And when we seek for knowledge, let's graduate in seeking for knowledge from those that more than us to the knowledge of the Quran itself, and stay in the Quran until we get to a stage when Allah himself will be the one to teach us. That is the height of knowledge. Then at that time, you'll be seeing the Prophet, or Allah will tell you some things you don't understand it. By the time you wake up, you find Allah has told you what it is. Let's try to graduate in knowledge. Let's not rest our oars until we get to the best we can get to in knowledge. May Allah assist all of us. Amen. We are grateful for Allah for making us to see this month of Ramadan. We are asking Allah, tabarakat Allah, to forgive us. We thank Allah for all that he has given to all of us. Nobody will say something without mistakes except Allah and the Prophet. The mistakes, we are asking Allah to forgive it. Whatever is correct, we are asking Allah to make people to understand it. And we are thanking all those that assisted in one way or the other in making this tafsir to impossible. Starting from the Vice Chancellor, who sponsored this tafsir himself, with radio, ABM, FM radio, may Allah reward him. And may Allah strengthen him to be able to follow this work well and do justice and have mercy on those that are trying to cause problems for him. Because anytime you are a leader, there are people who may look very close to you, but they are trying to cause problems for you. Because a lot of time, people go close to leaders for their own selfish benefit, not for the communal benefit. He is trying his best. He wants to do what is the best. May Allah allow him to do it. This university is one of the biggest universities in Africa. Then whoever is the best chancellor has a lot of work on him. It's not enough that somebody says, I love you. No, he has to put his attention and pray fervently, and we will also have to pray for him, because if there's something that goes wrong in this university, it affects all of us. Then the same thing with the Samaru that we are living in. This university is situated in Samaru. Let's bother about what's happening in Samaru. Don't go and change this by force. مَنْ رَعَانِكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلِيْغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي فَبِكَلْبِهِ. You only the government can change this with hands. What we're talking, we can change this. Because we see today, a lot of people in Samaru, young boys, they are taking so many bad things. Some of them are smoking hemp, some of them are smoking solution, some of them are just going about like that. In the night, up to 12, some children as young as 14 have not returned to the house. Let's see what we can do. As a community, let's be talking against it. Not by force, let's be encouraging these bodies. And everybody should try to earn livelihood. No matter how small the livelihood is. Let's stop buying imported products. If whatever that is being produced around somewhere, let's start by buying those, even pure water. That way, then the economy of our, where we are living will go up. Even rape, in somewhere here, there are rape incidences. Some people, they want to have sauna, they say the sauna they are going to have, they are going to go to their girlfriends. What is the meaning of it? You fast it for Allah and you are going to your girlfriend to go and spend your sauna? Subhanallah. Let's come out, Masne Waporadi, 2211. Let's go about preaching, telling young boys. When we see them, let's not be shy of them. Let's not also go away from them. They are our brothers, they are our children. Let's call them. You, this is you are doing, it's not good. If you must engage anybody, if you have little change, come and wash my clothes. Give them something. If they are not going to school, let's see. If you have pastime, can we sit down and create extramural classes and put some of these children in some room and be teaching them? If in our community, let's try to do something for our community. That's the only way we are going to come out. And the government, they don't know. If you don't train children, you are going to spend that money in security. The money we are spending in security now, if we spend it in free education, we will not have a problem. So it's very important for us to touch our community. The state we are into, let's try to do what is best for the state. And our country, we have one leader. This leader, Buhari, General Buhari, let us pray for him. He may not be able to do what he wants to do, but he has his own good intention. We may think that it is bad now. We don't know if he lives there, it will not be worse. Nobody knows tomorrow. Let us pray for him. And the best way we can assist the country is individually. Let us start by being good. Let's go to our families. Like what we have read, let's work with it with our family. Let's love our wives. Let's love our children. Three things, like we have said, is very important. Education, marriage, livelihood. Nobody should stop and say, I have no work. Oh, I have certificate. I graduated 4 or 5 years ago, I have no work. There is work. Plenty of work in Nigeria. There is no country that has excessive work like Nigeria. Find what to do. It is by organizing, sweeping an area, and people are paying you, it's work. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi, he said, if you wake up in the morning and you say you have no work, if you don't know what to do, say, go to the market. Say, go out. Even if you see somebody that is trying to carry load on his head, say, assist him. Somebody is trying to do something, assist him. Say, by the time you finish the day, say, Allah, I have come out, I have do little I can do. I'm working for my own. Say, Allah will give you something. So don't say you know, there is no work. So may Allah assist us, all of us. May Allah make our country greater than what it is now. All this problem we are having in this country, may Allah assist us to deal with it. May Allah strengthen Islam. All these weak-minded Muslims that are bringing problems, may Allah weaken them. May Allah strengthen those that are having good minds in Islam. If Muslims are not rightly guided, the world will never be rightly guided. Let us know that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحَمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He sent to the whole creation, not only this world, and the firmaments, and the angel. And Allah created everything. Then where is tribalism? We should rise above tribalism. We should rise above nepotism. We should rise above ourselves. We should go to where the Prophet is. The Prophet is looking at the whole creation, not only human beings. And Allah make you to be follower of the Prophet, that is supposed to look at the creation and be looking at the angels and be looking at the firmaments and be looking at the trees and be looking at your people, and you say, no, it's only your tribe. Anybody calling for a nation of tribe is very ignorant. Very, very ignorant. He is not of any consequence. Because Muslims have already passed that. And he cannot be a Muslim. If he's a Muslim, he should go and repent. Don't you see that Prophet, when he left Mecca to Medina, he didn't go back to Mecca and say, find me a church and let me build a house there. Despite the fact that Mecca is the best town in the world, the Prophet said, today they have conquered Mecca. give me a chest man close to Kaaba. Let me build my house there. Don't you learn something from it? He went to Medina, finish. Let's all learn that wherever we are is your home. Islam, by Sharia, anywhere you stay for 10 years is your home. That's the Sharia. Anyone who is fighting this is not a good Muslim. He's probably fighting because of greed. He thinks that you are there, that's why he's not getting what he has to get. All Muslims, we should rise above our tribe. Anybody who is still within his tribe, he should question his faith in Allah and the Prophet. Because the community of Islam had once had their headquarters in Iraq. And Medina was under them. And everybody was still under that same leader. So Islam is a global religion. It's a global community. It's not a tribal community. It's not a friendship community, only your friends. So may Allah assist all of us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our faith.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our resolve.
Amen.
May Allah make us to grow height in Iman.
Amen.
May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet.
Allah.
So, there's some announcement before we round up.
We take the question. Assalamu alaikum. Is one permitted to buy goods such as agricultural products and building materials when they are cheap and sell them when the price appreciates? Two, are farmers allowed in Islam to store their farm harvest so that they can sell them when the price appreciates? Thank you. May Allah increase you in knowledge.
When farmers, they farm their products, if they like, they sell now. If they like, they sell at a later date. It is their own product. If they know if they sell now, the profit they will get is not good enough, they should keep until they can make enough profit. But if they don't have what they are going to eat, then let them sell. If those that are buying, you buy for the purpose of hoarding it so that you can sell when it is costly, this one is ikhtikar, is not allowed in Islam. But then, ulama, they have categorized these things into two. There are those products that Muslims don't depend on for their livelihood. For example, you wouldn't say there is famine because there is no oil. You wouldn't say there is famine because there is no pepper. You wouldn't say there is famine because there is no locust beans. But if there is no maize, there is no sorghum, there is no rice, there is famine. There is no yam, there is famine. Anything that Muslims are eating day to day in their lives, don't hoard it. If you buy it and you are selling it gently, as the price comes, it raises, that's not anybody's problem. But building materials, these ones, nobody will say because there is no building material, there is a problem in the country. No. If you, for example, now you are selling cement, you buy 10 trailers of cement, and when it is costly, you sell it, that one is your own. There is no problem in that. But food stuff that people are eating day to day, don't hoard it. That one, it is haram to hoard such food items.
We want to use this medium to express our appreciation to all those that contributed to the actualization of our program this year. As I said earlier, we were able to, we had 133,047 kobo as a rollover from 2019. So we started with that this year. But in this year, we realized 189,923.73 kobo, making a total of 322,907 naira as the money we had. Then we spent, initially, we spent 145,000 to feed 50 people in Samaru. This should take about 27 days. Then the last 5 days now, we escalated the number to 80 people. We spent 20,000 for that, making a total of 165,000. We spent 25,000 on welfare for those. So we have a balance of 132,907.
Okay.
Now, then, Professor Mustafa, you start now.
We are just being told that Professor Mustafa lost an uncle. Each of us should recite one Fatiha, Qur'an 11, Surah Al-Fatiha 10, may Allah show mercy on him. After that, everybody should recite, Ahasuna Allah wa Akeem Prophet. We are also asking, we are also showing our gratitude to all those that assist in organizing this tafsir. Apart from the Vice Chancellor that sponsored it, the Tijaniya Brotherhood that organized it, Itim San that have stayed and engaged themselves in trying to echo it out and air it out. Then the ABFM that are always here all the time with us, trying their best and cleaning it to make sure what you are having in the radio is clear. May Allah reward all of them. We are grateful to every person and for all the visions that everybody had in coming here, some from far, some from near. May Allah reward each one of us. May Allah make this to assist us. Let's say the 11th, Kulu Allah Ahad, Salat Al-Fatiha 10, and Sadia for this, the departed uncle of Professor Mustafa. Everybody should recite Hasan Allah Wakil 450 times, like we said. And remember, we also said, try in your community once in a year or twice in a year, twice to recite Waradda Allah Lazina Kamuru Kazim Lavana Lukhera, Akaman Allah Lunar Kita, Akan Allah Kabina Aziza 70,000 times. Let's organize if it's 10 or 50, if it's not one day, whichever day, in every community, every tribe, let us try to come together and recite it. May Allah bring peace to the country. May Allah reward our sheikhs. May Allah reward all the sahabats. May Allah reward the Prophet Muhammad for us. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet Muhammad. May we see the Prophet in this world and the hereafter. May Allah bring peace to our homes. May Allah make the Prophet our focus in everything that we do. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر حق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره بالدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Ada tuh ni. Kenapa? 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 Ken